thank you guys, everybody, for being here. Welcome to I'm All Ears, Dead by Daylight podcast, where we cup our ear to the fog and listen to what you, the community, are saying regarding updates, balancing, character lore, popular requests, and much more. Don't forget, if you are listening to this, head on over to your podcast service and rate us. You guys have been doing an insane job giving us ratings, and that only helps us to appear. I saw a screenshot the other day where somebody had screenshotted Dead by Daylight podcast, and we were like the top one. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, I'm gonna double check that just because I'm scared that I'm wrong. But it was cool. It was really cool. Yeah, keep those coming. I appreciate you guys for that. We have some hotbed topics for you today, of course. The 5.6.0 chapter Sadako Rising is out. We have a lot of thoughts. Dro has a lot more thoughts than me. But first, Dro, where can the people find you?
I'm the shitty one here? Okay.
No, I just heard you venting yesterday. Figured you had things to talk about.
Oh, sure. I'm the problem one on the podcast. It's fine.
He's a nurse main, so.
Oh, well, I should be. Find me at twitch.tv/Hydro, H-I-D-R-O, or YouTube, which is like the one I want y'all to follow the most, to be honest. It's youtube.com/Hydro, H-I-D-R-O, official. Follow me there. Oh my God, dude, YouTube sucks. I hate it.
YouTube is... I'm recording my first video tonight in like 2 weeks. You can hear it in my voice. if you guys want to follow me, twitch.tv/DylanKG, twitter.com/DylanKG, youtube.com/DylanKG. You get it. We're everywhere. We're on TikTok now, too, as well as Instagram. So check us out.
There you go.
But today, we're going to talk about the new chapter. It is out of PTB. It is on consoles, Epic Game Store. It is everywhere. And I've spent 2 days playing the new killer exclusively. Dro, how do you feel about the Onryo?
She's a pretty fun killer to play. And I like playing against her because it's super jump scary, which I really enjoy. You know, bring me back that scare factor. She's so weak. I don't find her to be strong at all. And it could be just because I only played her for like 4 or 5 hours yesterday. And I don't have like all the perks unlocked on her either. So maybe she's stronger with like different builds. But I'm just going to talk about at base kit value. I don't think she's very strong. Okay. Personally. Like her mobility, outstanding, sure. That's like the only thing. Her stealth is also probably the best stealth in the game, I would say, for sure.
Yeah.
But aside from that, her like insta-kill mechanic, her tape mechanic is very underwhelming, I find. As well as just like her looping kind of sucks. Like I can get a jump scare or two and a hit here and there by using like her teleport and her stealth ability, but like I find that like finishing chases is like playing just, you're just an M1 killer.
Yeah.
And like God forbid they go to like cow tree or like Shaq or like my bane of my existence, the loop I hate the most is like long wall to a pallet.
Oh yeah.
I hate those.
To like
a like whenever I get pallet. Into situations, I'm like, well, I'm just gonna hold M1 for as long as I can and hopefully, you know, either mind game the crap out of them. Or just like lose the chase. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's like I agree with what the community says, and I think it's cool not to have a killer that's like super anti-looping. Here's my issue with that. It's good and it's great. Just the current meta for that freaking sucks. Because this like super healing meta just makes it so that like when you get into a chase, you have to commit this chase to down this person. So if you don't do that, they're just gonna run off. And then like heal somewhere, like probably with a boon, because boon is meta, right? Everyone has a boon guarantee, at least one person in the game. And then the chase that you had is just like, what was the point of that chase? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's hard. Maybe in the future, hopefully one day, if like the healing meta gets a bit nerfed and that's not what everyone's doing, she'll be a little bit better. But it's just in my eyes right now, I'm just like, I don't find her to be someone you would play at like a high level, if that makes sense. Or at least like at higher end of games, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. I mostly agree. I've probably about 10 hours of 12 hours now, like 20 hours from PTB to here. And yeah, she's very different because even like the artist or Pinhead, like everybody's got generally something to help them in the chase. You know, Wraith goes super fast when he's cloaked, or Clown has the bottles, or but she is really stealth and teleportation, yeah, which means that in actually being in chase, she is the most stripped down basic M1 killer. You need to chew pallets and stuff like that. Which I think for a lot of people, if you're used to playing Pinhead or Huntress or Pyramid Head, like projectile killers, like you're going to struggle with her unless you have a really solid foundation for like knowing when to leave a chase and where people are. Like everything else needs to be dialed in to do well as her. And I think that means a lot of people are going to generally see her as being like, somebody in chat today was like, I think she's the worst killer in the game. And I was like, I mean, Legion exists, so hold on.
I'm not going to say she's the worst killer in the game. Like, I think solid B tier.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, probably same. Within the middle or low end of that tier. So I don't think she's the worst killer in the game. And I'm sure that, like, you know, people are going to be really good with her teleporting to TVs and stuff. But like I said, even if you get like one, you know, attack from like jump scaring or just from teleporting, and once the loop ensues or the chasing just regularly goes, it's so hard.
Yeah,
you just like, you know, like because like there's so many resources for survivors to use.
That was my complaint yesterday. Today we dealt with it better, but yesterday when we were kind of learning, because in the PTB you're not playing against anybody who knows what they're doing, they're like new players. Yesterday I went against some decent teams, and the way I'm kind of learning to play her is like at the beginning of the match, I'm really just trying to chew through as many pallets as fast as I can. So like I'll chase somebody. If I get a hit or I don't get a hit, I try to eat two pallets and then warp across the map, run someone off the gen and try to eat another pallet, so that like mid game I've weakened the map enough to play hard and like leave them with no options. Cause I mean, the strongest part of her is like, okay, I'm going to hook you, I'm going to warp all the way across the map because barbecue shows me where they are, and boom, I'm here. It's the kind of in between chases where she's super efficient and really, really fast, but it's in chases. So you have to like balance those two things. And it's super hard to do. Yeah. Cause like against good teams, you'll lose three gens before you get a hook.
Well, that's what I mean, because even like as you're saying, to just like chew through as many passes you possibly can early game. I mean, okay, here's my issue is because like people can just run in pre-drop pallets for the first 2 minutes of the game, 3 minutes of the game, and three gens will get completed, and then I don't know, like, is there even a mid game at that point? You're basically just skipped to end game there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it sucks because like it's such a vibe. I've been complaining about this on my stream. I don't complain about a lot of things in terms of like, you know, teabagging, flashlight saving, being altruistic, etc., etc. If you do those things, like, good on you. My biggest thing that I've been not enjoying about this game lately is that a lot of people have just been like pre-dropping pallets on me, and because I mostly play like, you know, M1 killers, like not nurse pretty much, I just have to like chew through them, and then by the time I get it down, three gens are done, and then like all of a sudden like I'm in like a panic.
but you can't come back from that.
I'm not saying like you can't, obviously, like I've come back from that multiple times, but then it becomes a game of like, okay, time to like be sweat mode the entire time.
I think it's important that like me and Dro play at a reasonably high level. I know a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, man, they gen rush. But it's important to remember that, like, all of us probably have areas to improve. So, just be sure that, like, if you're agreeing with us, I wouldn't give up on her. Like, I would still keep learning because the odds are, like, not everyone's going to be playing at a high enough level. So,
but and, like, I'm not complaining about gen rushing either. Like,
playing
Survivor, y'all do those gens as fast as you can. That is your objective. I am not mad about that at all. I just don't like the fact that like I could just literally lose a game because people are just like pre-dropping pallets on my face, and I'm just like, okay, I guess I just have to.
Yeah, pallet density is kind of. I was playing Yamaoka. I think it was the shrine, the temple. You know what I'm saying? But I believe I counted 12 or 13 pallets. It was a lot. It was a lot of pallets that she doesn't have any way to get a speed boost out of her, like out of her demanifestation. So you are literally just trying to do some regular ass mind games. And sometimes they work. I think.
No, yeah, no, for sure. People fall for them all the time.
But good survivors are good survivors. And
yeah, when people are patient, it's just like, oh my God, I'm just making a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when they pre-throw or something. Cause it's like generally, even like at an unsafe loop, if they pre-throw, that loop becomes a lot safer. Mm-hmm. So you're just in a spot to be like, I guess I have to eat this thing or potentially waste 25 more seconds on a mind game that doesn't work. Like,
yeah.
Yay. Yeah. So I will say I had good success. There was two matches today where I 1K'd. Everything else was 2K or higher. So, and I was using barbecue and chili, pop. I was using Surge because she's an M1 killer, AKA Jolt. Sorry for you new kids out there. And then I think I used like No Way Out or Lethal Pursuer, and those were fun and those were great. So I didn't have like a super sweat build or anything. But I'm going to play more tonight and see if the sweatier players come out and we'll see how she goes. But
yeah,
so I think, yeah, I agree with you. I think she's B tier. But I think you have to play her different than like literally any other killer because she has nothing in chase.
And like there's nothing wrong with not having like an S tier killer anyway. It's like I'm not upset about that.
Agree.
And I'm just like giving my opinion. Like I'm not upset about her like not being like super strong or whatever. Like it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Not every killer is gonna be a nurse. Which we'll kinda wanna dive into later. so that's fine. I just like just from the standpoint of like playing her, I don't know if I'm gonna be playing her as much as I thought I was going to.
I agree with that.
Because like in the PTB, I felt like great doing it. But like we said, like this, you don't test anything in PTB. You get to play around with their powers a little bit, but like you don't get to like test the like playing against other people on that. Because you get people that like just don't care. They're just there to mess around. They just want to see your Mori. They just want to see the ability. They'll DC if you do a good play. So like it doesn't matter in the PTB. Yeah. In the live servers, like it was like a little bit rough Sidooski yesterday.
Yeah, that's and I just to make it clear, I 100% think it's okay to like how you feel is how I feel. So like no judgment from me whatsoever. And I talked about it on stream, like the artist came out and I thought she was cool. But the more I played her, the more it felt like old spirit where I was like, okay, I'm going to 4K and it's going to be really boring. Or
yeah, see, like totally opposite end of the spectrums because artist comes out. And she is so strong to the point that, like, I do not like playing her.
Exactly.
I don't like versing her. I don't like playing her. I don't like what her counterplay is. And I just, like, no one plays her. I see an artist once every, like, 2 months. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny how the opposite end of that spectrum could be. Because I just feel like this killer is very weak. And I don't think we're going to see that much of play of her. Probably going to see a lot of, like, streamers going for, like, jump scare, like, compilations and stuff like that. Kind of like the way people will play like Jump Scare Myers. I think that's what you're going to see mostly from like this killer.
Yeah.
It's never going to be for like a serious game. It's going to be for like, you know.
I would agree.
Dookie dookie.
And I think that like it's interesting because I think over the past few killers we've had, I think the weakest of the three would be Sadako. And then we have Pinhead and then we have the artist. I think. But it's interesting because people hate. They hate Pinhead and they hate the artist, even though Pinhead's pretty weak, too.
I don't think Pinhead's that strong either.
Yeah, so
I take opinion from a lot of people with a grain of salt because everyone, I've seen so many people on Twitter being like, oh my God, Sadako is so OP.
See, yeah, I was like, waiting for that, yeah.
How?
Yeah.
how is she OP?
Just throw the power,
man. No one can give me a straight answer or like no one replies when I ask. I'm like, what's OP about her? Mm-hmm. The only thing I see people complain about is like, oh my God, her mobility is so crazy. She go from one side of the map to the other one. I'm like, okay. And then what does she do from there?
Yeah.
Like, well, she's there now. I'm like, okay. I guess you can't work on the gen right now, but like, she's not everywhere at once.
Yeah, I think bad survivors or like newer survivors who don't know how to stay on task are going to struggle against her because she will feel... She'll feel like Freddy feels, where you're like, oh my God, this guy is everywhere. But like, decent survivors. Like
newer survivors will struggle with Trapper.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
So like, it's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just
whenever
I like if someone thinks she's OP, especially if you're listening to podcasts right now and you think she's OP, just tell me what you think is OP.
Yeah.
Like enlighten me, because I don't think she is. And like my mind is always open to be changed. So if someone could point out something to me, I'm like, oh, okay, that'll be strong. Like, let me know. But I personally do not think there's a single thing that I would find super powerful from her personally.
No. Yeah. I mean, because her crawling out of the TV takes 3 seconds. It's like the TV makes a noise when she does it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty like, easy to get up and run and have distance. Mm-hmm.
Like great players are going to be able to like lead you to a TV during a chase and teleport a TV and like cut you off. I don't think it's going to happen as often as you think it's going to happen, but like good players will do it maybe once or twice in the game if they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, if you're looking at her and then you see she teleports, like I'm going to just assume she's going to teleport in front of you somewhere and then run the other way.
That was
like, she's not going to like super mind game you and be like, oh, he's going to run forward, but think I'm going to teleport forward. So I'm going to teleport behind and then I'm going to cut him from behind. Like, that's not going to happen. I'm going to teleport in front of them. That's, but it's like, you know,
that's 100% the strat today. Cause I did that during PTB and I was like, hell yeah. But today I was playing and I was like, okay, I'm going to push them towards this TV and then I'm going to warp to it and cut them off. And the minute they heard me warping, cause it's very obvious, they just mm-hmm. doubled back.
They doubled back. Yep. They literally just turned right around. I'm like, okay.
And you're like, it didn't work. Okay. Yep. Shit.
Didn't work. And then out of all that, we have the, like, you know, the Mori mechanic of her, which is there like any value in that? Cause I don't see it. I think like survivors should just put the tapes in TVs very quickly, and I don't think it even takes them too much time to do so. They lose mm-hmm. 3 stacks from doing that. Passively, you gain like a stack every like what? I don't know how many seconds. 30 seconds. 20,
it's 25 now. They
25 they seconds. Buffed it, if you have it, if you're not in chase, you're not gonna hold to a cassette for that long. And I don't even see survivors like going to get a cassette to like turn off a TV because they don't feel like it's that necessary.
Yes.
Yeah. Why would they put themselves in more danger when all they have to do is if they hear teleport, they run away from that direction? It's just better for them not to put themselves in danger of picking up a TV, like a cassette, or whatever.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I remember.
I don't see any value. I don't see any survivors being pressed to be like, I need to go. We'll do this right now. Like, I don't see anybody doing. And that's supposed to be like her global slowdown, right? That's her mechanic.
Yep.
I don't see anybody like being afraid of it.
No. I've seen a few people turn off a TV before they unhook, and that's about it. I agree. I got into it on Twitter with, again, somebody, I don't remember who it was, but I think there needs to be a real, like, I think if you're within 20 meters of a TV, you take on like passive condemned unless you pull the VHS tape out, and
that would like, be good.
There needs to be a pressing reason.
Yeah, that'll make them think, being like, oh, how long can I be here before I have to take off this TV and then go put it in somewhere else? That'll be cool.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll make her like a bit stronger.
That's exactly like it's supposed to be like Pinhead or Pig, where there's like a passive thing they need to do. But honestly, like what you said, survivors on a gen are like they. I know when I play, I don't care about turning the TV off. I'm not worried about it. Mm-hmm. Like if she teleports, I have an escape plan. I run. Like it's that simple.
But the most I do is like, oh, TV's there. Gotcha. And then that's it. Like, I don't care otherwise. I really don't.
Exactly. So I'm not sure that it's very compelling right now. I know they tried to do some fast number tweaks for it and that might get an update, but I don't think we'll see that update until after the 6th year anniversary when we get the next, like the mid chapter for her specifically, which gives them several months to get data and figure out what they would like to do. But the only people messing with the VHS tapes are people that are bored and don't want to sit on gens, I think, for the most part. So it's not very pressing.
Yeah, I just find it to be very underwhelming right now.
Yeah,
and like I said, it's fine that she's weak. It's all good. I don't see myself playing her too often.
Mm-hmm.
For a redeem, I'll do it if I want to do a, like I'll, I need to do a YouTube video for her, so I'm going to do that for sure.
Besides that, I love playing her. I've never loved an M1 killer as much as I love playing her.
Oh, and yeah,
it's 100%. It's because I like the strategy of like warping and like popping out of play. Like I think it feels very strategic to me, and so I'm cool with that. But I do think that she falls probably under Clown at the B tier. I don't think she's as weak as Pig or like Myers. I don't think she enters that C tier status because her stealth is actually useful and doesn't like she doesn't have to crouch or slow down or like whatever to use it. So that's good, you know.
I agree.
So,
like I said, like in the right hand, she'll probably be like more scary. Maybe the more I play her, but I just don't think she's ever gonna rise above like mid B tier.
Yeah, I mean,
mid B tier if you're the best at her, like low B tier if you're mediocre, I think.
Yeah, that'll be the test, right? I'm excited to see people like really try to push her, but I think I'm seeing kind of the ceiling on that being like if survivors are aware, her abilities are just not, you know, if somebody's got spine chill, she's gonna have a tough one. Like, so, but.
And then that brings me to like. You have this, and I wanted to talk about this earlier, and then you have a killer like the nurse. So as long, a lot of you guys know the nurse has been disabled for like 2-3 weeks due to issues with like a bug she had. And then like, you know, she's back in the game as of yesterday. And then like I had to play some nurse games. I haven't played nurse in so long. And the whole time I'm playing this killer, I'm like, why do I play literally anybody else? Like, I don't care if you pre-drop a pallet. I don't care if there's a two connecting killer shack to a window to a pallet to a window. Like, I don't care about that at all, and I find it to be so funny. I feel like I know that nurse is hard to play. I don't think it takes too much to like play her decently, and then once you could do that, like the game is like so much easier. And it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
That's like, I talked about this a little bit, and somebody asked me, like, if you could delete one killer from the game, who would it be? And a lot of people say, like, Legion or, you know, like, whoever they hate the most. I always say Nurse. And it's not because I hate Nurse. Like, I love her. She fundamentally breaks the game because of how fucking good she is.
Yeah, and, like, I say the same thing because it's really funny because, like, for example, when Deathslinger was getting nerfed, a lot of people, especially in my chats, were like, yeah, nerf him because he's so boring. There's no looping, like his like quick scoping is so annoying to deal with that loops. Then I'm just like, okay, so what about Nurse?
Yeah.
And people are like, what? I'm like, do you feel the same way about Nurse? Because with Nurse, there's no dropping pallets. There's no looping. It's just like you try to dodge as best you can. Mm-hmm. And they're like, nah, but like Nurse is like hard to play. So like, I don't think it's like that big of a deal. I'm like, you're being a little biased here.
Yeah.
Nurse is hard to play. But at the end of the day, if you learn her blink, like you... Let's like, well, not even great, decent, or good, just like, well, you avoid so much mechanic of the game. You get across map very quickly, so she has pressure like pretty much everywhere. Loops don't matter to her, like, but you were okay with like getting rid of a quick scope from Deathslinger.
A mediocre nurse is so much better than mediocre survivors,
like, yeah,
every time,
yeah. And like, I just found it funny. I love Nurse. Time to humble those survivors again, because I was versing people who were pre-dropping pallets in front of me, like, bestie, you've been doing that for the last 3 weeks because it's been working, but it's not going to work right now.
Man, I've seen so many people. I think King Bay tweeted out, I know you were playing Nurse. Like, everybody is just rejoicing that they get to slap some survivors around.
Yeah, everyone yesterday was getting straight up 4Ks with Nurse. Because no one's been versing her for a bit, right?
Everyone got lazy.
Everyone just straight up getting 4Ks. And I'm just like, oh my god. The fact that this killer can exist, I'm glad, but also like, wow.
Yeah.
And then people are out here saying that Sadako is too OP. Please nerf.
Oh, it hurts.
Questionable.
Hearing those things in the same sentence, that definitely hurts.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
You're like, and people keep equating it because she's like, nurses takes a lot of skill to play. I don't think nurse takes as much skill as people think it takes. Play at a very high level, I agree.
Yeah.
But like, at a mediocre level, you could do better than like pretty much the entire cast of killers.
Blight is harder to learn than nurse.
Oh, Blight and Oni are probably the hardest killers to play.
Yeah. Or like Billy.
Billy. Blight and Billy, I think, are the hardest killers to play in this game. Much harder than theirs. And I'm not taking anything away from all my friends or the nurse mates out there who put in the practice, because it is a skill. When I get like destroyed by a nurse, I'm like, yo, hats off to you. That's awesome. I'm not even upset about it.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like, it's very contradicting. And then like another funny thing is like when I play nurse and then like 4 gens get done on me, I'm like, and I'm playing nurse. How do I win on any other killer in this situation? I don't. You know what I mean? Right. You just don't.
Yeah. I think people play harder when they know it's a nurse sometimes too. Like they don't. Mm. Sometimes they're like, nah, we're going to get slapped. We gotta tighten up here, which is interesting. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just my 2-bit sense on that issue because I was just like, I've just been blown away yesterday because like I haven't touched nurse in 3 weeks. I forgot she existed and the nurse is back. And I'm like, oh my God, I've missed you.
Yeah.
How have you been? How was your vacation? Welcome back.
Yeah.
Anything? Cookies? You know? Like, I don't know.
Foot rub. Yeah. It's cool to see her come back. And I was talking to Portia and Portia was like, she feels better than she's ever felt. Like she's tip top. And I was like, cool. Like, cause I mean, as we all know, nurse is like the buggiest killer in the game as well. Mm-hmm. Because she was made at a time where they just didn't, I guess, organize their code or something. And she had a really complicated ability, just got out of hand. But so hopefully not only is she back, but she won't need to go away again.
Yeah. There is like a slight bug that I saw on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. I had a cough. So apparently someone got stuck in a pickup animation, like picking someone up off the ground.
You know what I did?
I haven't run into that.
I wonder.
Have you?
No. I haven't played against any and I haven't played as her, but I think I did see someone tweet about that. But if you're not running into it, I wonder what's causing. Cause
like I was playing her like maybe 8 games yesterday. I didn't have that problem. I versed her like 5 times and no one had that problem. So I wonder if that was just a fluke.
It might be like something that, I mean, because like when it comes to like squashing those bugs, it's like, how does one perk interact with one perk, or like is the pickup happening on a specific map, or like, knows?
It can be very specific. I was just curious because I haven't run into it. I haven't had any issues, so I was wondering if you did. Because I only saw that one clip. I've only seen that one clip on Twitter.
Yeah.
I would assume that if more people had it, more people would also be posting those kind of clips. But I.
Yes,
I haven't seen it.
Agreed. I'll keep my eye out though. That is worth knowing. I might mess around and try to like, if I can find it, I might try to mess around and like replicate it or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's okay. So she still maybe has a little bit of a problem, or maybe is that, I don't know, that killer's internet.
Yeah, it could be a fluke. I just want to bring it up because I just saw it.
We do cover the news here, so.
Reporters of the Fog coming at you live here downtown at the Fog.
Dude, downtown map win, trickster map win. So Haddonfield is still turned off for anybody who was wondering. Thank God. I don't think we get it until the mid chapter, which would make sense. For so long. I know. I don't. It's weird.
Does anyone miss it?
Somebody said the other day it was their favorite map with Huntress, and I was like, "You are new here. Stop that."
Sorry, that made me choke. With Huntress?
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay. I don't know. All right. Like,
maybe with a nurse, because the only killer that could do well in that map.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, that's funny. But there was also somebody that said that they think the new mid-chapter is going to have the Legion and Ghostface reworks. I don't have anything that would like corroborate that. Because that mid chapter is like a month away. The PTB for it's like a few weeks away.
Already?
Well, it's always, I mean, they do 8 updates a year.
It's not like another killer release. Never mind.
Yeah, no, it'll just be like Ghostface or Legion.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't actually think we're getting Ghostface or Legion until after the 6-year anniversary. Like,
I don't think so either.
Yeah. I don't, not to like piss in anyone's cereal, but like, I don't think that is happening at all. To be honest, because I think they're going to go hard on the 6-year anniversary and try to iron out as many bugs, considering how bad the 5th year went down with the map being disabled and all that stuff. So just as an update, that might happen. I could eat my words, but I think we'll get Haddonfield back on the mid chapter, and I don't know who else they would be working with. So maybe. And then they're just as an FYI, the UI and the survivor models don't spawn back into your lobby from the archive. So if you go to the archives and then you go back to your lobby, your survivor won't spawn in. If you just like go to the store or the main menu and then go back into your lobby, it's just a visual bug, but just an FYI. I've seen people tweet about it like, the game's broken. It's a known issue. They're aware of it. So don't panic. You just back out and go back in. You're fine. This one was pretty quick because we did talk about her in the PTB, but was there anything else that we're missing? I don't think there's any even drama really happening right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Wow, y'all, we're doing so good.
Look at this community
go.
No drama
in the community this week? Oh.
Yeah, wait before you said
I'm going to start some shit. How about that?
I like where your head's at.
I'm
going
to start some shit.
I think you need to go subtweet LC or something.
Something like that. I don't know. I'll come up with something. I'm going to spread a rumor that Legion is super OP and needs to be nerfed.
You know what? At least some of the community will agree with that. So
that's a sad.
At least someone out there will agree. I guess here's a big thing, just as an FYI, they changed the daily rituals. I don't know why. I think it has something to do with this specific patch, but they say the tracking system for daily rituals has been reworked, which requires all rituals to be reset with this patch. I don't think every patch is going to require the reset, but I think basically, they rescripted something, and when the patch came out, the rescript was going to basically delete any progress you had on existing rituals. So going forward, I don't think it'll be a problem. I know some people were banking those rituals to use on the killer, but FYI, keep an eye on that. I'm interested to see kind of what that looks like. But yeah. Otherwise, it's pretty thin. You can read the patch notes there out, of course.
Just a bunch of bug fixes. Nothing like major.
Yeah, there's a lot of bug fixes. So like, GG. But there's nothing that's like crazy in my opinion. So
a bug fix is always like good and should be celebrated. But nothing that like I really want to cover.
Yeah, nothing that's like we're not gonna sit here and I don't talk about bug fixes for like 20 minutes. Yeah, neither do I. But that's it for this episode. I think next week maybe will be our first episode of bringing on a killer main and having them talk about that killer past, present, and future, and talking about what they like, what they wish was changed, and I'm excited to structure that. So if you guys are hyped, like let us know. Here's our thing for you guys. If you guys are listening, go on Twitter. Tag me or Dro at one of us, or at both of us, and then tag your favorite well-known killer main. So whether that's Pixelbush or Linksy for Twins or Alf or LC for Nurse.
Vulpixia as well.
Yes. I love her. Yes.
She'd be awesome, actually.
We want to bring on guests that play different killers, from Hillbilly to Trapper or whoever. Get them on the podcast and we can, you know, between big releases, have these cool breakdown discussions about these killers. So I think that'd be fun. Yeah. Well, Dro, I think that's about it for us for the day.
That's it.
Where can the people find you? Just got to remind them, get them to that YouTube.
Yeah. So twitch.tv/Hydro, HIDRO, or YouTube, just HIDRO official. Follow me there.
Yes. Go to the YouTube. YouTube over Twitch.
YouTube over Twitch. It's like way more important, y'all.
It is.
Although I do love you guys coming into my Twitch channel and chatting with me. I love that shit, but also do
both. Yeah. Do both. And then you can find me at DylanKG on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, all of the above. Leave a rating. The ratings have been crazy. I appreciate you guys so much. And let us know on Twitter. Seriously, I haven't been getting tagged enough recently. I'm going to need you guys to start tagging me more after the podcast, all right?
Yeah.
Do that. and of course, thank you guys for being here. This has been I'm All Ears, a Dead by Daylight podcast where we cup our ear to the fog and listen to what you, the community, are saying regarding updates, balancing character lore, popular quests, and more. We'll be back next week with a nice new inaugural sort of type of episode. And
like a little series.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. I'm so excited. Yeah. All right.
Love you guys.
Bye. All right, one.